Once upon a time, there lived a woodcutter with two children named Hansel and Gretel, along with their evil stepmother. They were very poor and they lived in a small cottage. Look at what we're living in now. We hardly have any food to feed all of us. I entrust you to get rid of the two brats, the evil stepmother declared. And she kept on nagging to her husband. With no notice, Hansel overheard what his stepmother was saying. He tried to comfort his sister. No need to worry, if they do abandon us in the forest, we will find a way home, Hansel claimed. He went out of the house and filled his pocket with pebbles, then went back to bed. All night long, she was forever persuading her husband to get rid of the kids in the forest, but as they went into the depths of the forest, Hansel left a trail of peppers so that they could find their way back home. Their father murmured an excuse and then took off obscurely. Twilight fell, but no sign of their father had come. Gretel began to cry with her face buried in her hands. Hansel was frightened as well, but he hid his emotions and consoled his sister. Don't cry. Believe me, I will get us home, even if father doesn't come back to us, Hansel claimed. Fortunately, the tiny white pebbles glistened in the moonlight, and the children found their way home. They sneaked through a half-open window without waking up anybody. They were cold and exhausted, but was grateful to be home, and they went to bed. When the evil stepmother discovered them in the house, she was in uncontrollable anger. She was jaded of doing this. She had locked their bedroom door, and she upbraided her husband for failing her orders. The evil stepmother left Hansel and Gretel starving throughout the day, but only a small amount of water and hard bread to eat. All night long, the mother and father disputed for a very long time, and when dawn came, the woodcutter led the children into the dark forest. Hansel had not eaten his bread, and while walking down the forest, he left a trail of hard bread crumbs on the ground. He didn't know that the birds would come and vestige the breadcrumbs, and the trail no longer existed. They were really frightened in the dark. They went under a tree, trying to keep warmth in them. They held on to each other. Gretel began to sob bitterly. They were lost, very lost, so on they walked quietly, until there was a very yummy cottage. This is chocolate, said Hansel as he nibbled on the block of chocolate. And this is icing, Gretel said, licking the plasters of the wall.